I'm feeling good, man.
You're feeling good? That's good. That's a good start.
You sound good.
I'm feeling good. You know.
You're looking good.
Thank you. I got CBD spray.
You got CBD spray? Probably. That's something you do?
Check this out. Too. Look at that fucking thing.
Whoa.
It's a big old mushroom that someone gave me after a show in Grants Pass, Oregon.
What kind of mushroom is that? Like for pizza?
Yeah. He was like, do you work at Domino's? Are you short on mushrooms? I was like, I am.
I have one mushroom for you to take to Domino's.
Yeah, so he hooked it up. His name was Chronic Chris.
Yeah. When you eat that, are you going to go to another universe or what? What kind of...
Yeah, I'm going to go to Pizza Hut.
You're going to go to Pizza Hut?
I'm going to switch sides and go to Pizza Hut.
The Pizza Hut of your mind. You know, I worked at a Pizza Hut for a very long time. Years.
I know. I was a big fan of you. I think that was a great career choice.
Oh, my God,
Kind of get back to that.
Dude, I used to... We just, like, you know, as you can imagine, at a Pizza Hut, nobody gives a fuck. And I would come in and, no lie, make, like, 6 pizzas for myself and my friends. Just enormous amounts of free pizza.
Isn't that one of the things that they kind of just have to accept because people are so depressed to work at a Pizza Hut that they're just like, well, you know, it's like I don't know, like, did they do something for slaves? Like, hey, you get Sunday off or something?
You know, I don't know about that, but I think with Pizza Hut, there's just no leverage, right? What, are you going to fire me from Pizza Hut?
Yeah,
and then what? My life will get better in every way. So
some people would not want to get fired, though.
So yeah, and that's fine. And then you don't go in and make free pizzas for yourself. But I came in and made lots of free pizza for myself and never got fired. And in fact, was one of the good ones.
Well, that's what they give you instead of health benefits.
Yeah, free pizza. I actually won a lawsuit against Pizza Hut, too, while I was working there. And it was like a class action lawsuit. And I made $2,000. Off of this class action lawsuit. It was badass.
You started this or you just got
No, I just got a piece of mail that said like, hey, Pizza Hut's fucking you. And I was like, what? Yep, I guess so. And then I signed up and then bam, two years later, I got $2,000. It was awesome.
Wow. Man, class action lawsuits used to be, that was the OG crypto. Tried to get in on that shit. You were just like, dude, I might get a little money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get in on this class action. I'm always trying to find various class action lawsuits I could get into.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a crypto guy, but I do like my class action lawsuits.
Well that's honestly, why you have as many jobs, as many workplaces as possible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Spread it around.
Yep.
And wear like seductive clothing so maybe someone hits your ass and you're like, hey, there's a lawsuit.
Dude, yeah. Kind of bait it out, you know?
Be like a little fucking Pizza Hut whore.
Yeah, a little pizza twink.
Oopsie, drop some pepperoni.
Oh, pepperoni
and
on
then,
the floor.
Like, Carl slaps your ass and you're like, Carl, thank you so much, sir. Because the Pizza Hut Corporation is about to pay for my fucking kid's college.
And you're probably going to lose your job, Carl. Be honest. They're probably going to cut you loose.
Yeah, Carl, you fucked up one too many times at this Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
When will Carl ever learn?
Yeah.
Damn.
You just got to make them think that you're buds, and then they find out you're not buds. You know?
It's an inside job.
Yeah. Me and my buds, we smack each other on the butt a lot, so... You know, that's just
normal. I'll get a full-on suck job from my homies.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
well,
just
that's
to
just
even
sportsmanlike.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, he charges at the door if you're gonna come over to his house. It's pretty fucked up.
It's pretty. Yeah, can you imagine that? I just get paid to get sucked off by all my friends.
Yeah, and we're just like a lot of times I'm not even coming over to see you. You know what I mean? It's like I'm seeing somebody else, and you still
I'm
have
just
to
like, hey,
suck to get in.
Suck to get in, baby.
Yeah,
I got a glory hole in my front door. The Amazon man just had, he was like, you want to leave that package here? You better suck on this package, baby. He just sucks me off and delivers me my goods.
Yep. Yep. You better
same
hope.
Same with Postmates. Same with Uber drivers. I'll make them suck me off to give me a ride.
Yeah, you better hope I keep working for Amazon and Uber.
Yeah. Because
I feel like this isn't going to hold up if it's somebody else, you know?
Yeah, it does suck that it's only your mouth, but, you know.
Right. I work a lot of jobs. I'm trying to get, you know, this class action money. I feel like Amazon's got class action lawsuit written all over it. I'm waiting for the payday.
Amazon doesn't even seem like a real company. You can literally just be like, you can return everything. They're just like, yeah, whatever. We'll take it back. I don't care.
Yeah, like, they don't care about a reason or anything. They just, well, all right, we already sent you a new one already.
Yeah, who cares? It's the idea that we would ever fucking give. We made $1 billion while you were complaining. Right. What do we care about your stupid little headphones that you didn't like?
Right. They're going to start, like, when you buy something from Amazon, they're going to just send you two of it. They're just going to be like, here's two for when you try and fuck us, but we don't care.
Multiple times I've returned some shit and they're like, we don't even need it back. Like they'll just like, we don't, it's like the idea that you would, like I had some beard oil and I like opened it and it just was like the worst smell. I was like, I'm not going to put this on my face.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I was like, can I return this? Like, sure, but this, just keep it. And then I was like, oh, I guess I will use this beard oil then. Fuck the smell. Daddy's getting this free beard oil. So I got two free bottles of beard oil.
Wait, so you thought it smelled shitty, but then once it became free beard oil.
It was delectable. It was very good beard oil. Yeah. Yeah.
See, there's a good scam you can run.
Yeah.
Dude, you can return so much shit on Amazon.
And I know.
Bet at least half of their returns are just scam returns and they just
accept it. Yeah.
The profit margin on that is just like, oh, we lost a 0.0001 of a percent today.
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
We also took over another country. Like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, and it's just like, it always comes down to like, what are they supposed to do? Have like a team of like detectives that are like figuring this shit out? Like,
they're like, we're making this up by not allowing our employees to take bathroom breaks. So the productivity, the peeing in the bottle versus free returns is fine. We'll take that L.
They're seeing what's important.
Back to the consumer.
Yeah. Let the consumer get away with it. Let them basically rob the store.
I bought a fucking new camera at Best Buy because I was like, I wanted it that day.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to my gut. I didn't listen to my gut. They were like, okay, well, if you return this, there's a 15% restocking fee. And I was like, you know what? I could just get this through Amazon in 2 days. But I was already there, and I was with Ian, and I was like, fuck it, I'll just get it. The camera wasn't, like, it didn't have this feature that I needed. And I returned it. I was like, hey, like, can I not get the restocking fee? And they're like, no. Like, we're keeping $100 from you. I was like,
wow.
Why would I ever support Best Buy ever again?
Right.
Fuck them.
Dude, Amazon, they would have
Amazon
sent you a...
Amazon rules, dude. Yeah. I'm pro Amazon. I know I'm supposed to be like, oh my God, small business. But dude, there's too much built into Amazon that's good.
Right.
It hits every G-spot of the human psyche. It comes to your door.
Right, and
there's
fast.
There's free returns.
It comes
fast.
Crazy fast, yeah.
Is there a way to do that without all the labor exploitation?
No.
No. You need slavery.
It's like that Ursula K. Le Guin story, and the Amazon worker is the child sitting in its own shit in a basement.
Oh, yeah. What is that story called? I know exactly what you're talking about.
The ones who walked away from Amellis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's society, man.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
so
that,
true.
It's like that Louis C.K. joke. He's like, holds up his phone. He's like, look, like, we have the internet in our hands, but, and then he goes into all these reasons. I was like, we have to put nets on these factories so they don't kill themselves.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
It's just, you can't have dope shit without human suffering.
Right. Yeah.
Progress is greased. I think there's a quote that says, like, progress. The wheels of progress are greased with human blood or some shit like that. Like, you think the pyramids, you think the Sphinx was a fucking labor of love? No.
Yeah, it's
but
like,
thank
you don't
God
even,
we have it.
You don't even need anything fancy, like, because it's just like, I mean, even that thing you just said about greased with blood, it literally, I mean, there's not really much analogy going on there. Literally, people bleed and then you get stuff. Like,
better
that's exact,
shit.
Yeah, you get better shit.
You get better,
and
cool,
they,
dope shit.
They bleed
and
there's pain
and
stuff.
As long as I'm on the other... See, you just want to be on the end of the equation where you get the dope shit.
Right.
You don't
and you were just
be
born
the...
into that. You didn't do anything to earn that. You
Daddy just... No, I chose to pop out of the vagina. I do. This is... I've always maintained that everything I do is 100% voluntary.
Right,
so,
yeah.
I chose my mother and father.
Well, at least you've contributed a lot to society, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
well,
really,
I mean,
helped. With stuff,
the, all
you know?
The shit that I'm recording on came from Amazon, and this podcast would not exist without that. So thank you.
And
blood.
50 to 100 ish people listen to this show. So that's
appreciate it.
That's pretty big. But I should say this isn't actually charity. It does cost money. Give us money. You have to give us money.
Yeah, Venmo. I
you
think
did.
Honestly, only Emma is getting money now.
I'm getting paid. Yeah.
They're just giving. Really? Are you serious?
I think so.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I've not been getting as many.
It dried up.
I've been paid and thanked for wrangling quote you two cucks.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I think the cuck payments that we used to get we've actually gotten cucked by our audience.
Oh man.
The cucks have become the cucked.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. I'm actually kind of proud of them realizing this.
They've turned on us. They've learned from us. They've learned. We've taught them these skills, and now they're out of control. And you know, this what happens though is that, you know, this is what happens in these small towns is that like the workers try to unionize, and then we'll just shut the fucking factory down. I'll end this podcast if the money doesn't start trickling back up.
Right. It's a standoff.
They're recognizing, you know, the worth of true labor.
Right. Yeah, that's
but
true.
Let's see them recognize that shit when the fucking factory moves to Mexico City.
When the boss.
I'll fucking do
this.
You're
gonna outsource the podcast?
I'll do this whole fucking thing in Spanish just to spite these American listeners. I don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck. I will ruin a small town in this country because I'm mad.
You're the Jeff Bezos of the group.
I am.
I love
him.
Yeah.
I also realize how much I hate the one thing that Amazon and like the self checkout line at grocery stores fulfills for me is my like kind of loathe for people. I went to Best Buy, I bought the camera, I had to talk to two different people, and then I tried to return it, and I got attitude from three people. So I had to deal with five people. Amazon, it's all my little screen.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Amazon, I don't like this. They're like, come on, bring it back. It's fine.
Don't. Who cares?
Or
we sent you three.
Care.
We just sent you three new ones.
Who cares?
Whoops. Who cares? We don't give a shit.
I mean, so what? Where? What benefit am I? Oh, my local Best Buy doesn't make my fuck them anyways. We hated Best Buy before,
right? Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like everybody suck my whole dick. I love cold-hearted big-ass corporations. I hope they start delivering shit through drone. Everybody's like, not the drones. Hell yeah, the drones come into my fucking window with that package.
No
I don't
one
even
drives it to your house. Yeah.
No, just drone that shit.
Drone it in, yeah. Because I mean, there'd be drones everywhere if we did that, which is kind of fun, I guess.
In some places, I'm just tired. Just like beta testing.
I'm just tired of people pretending like this shit isn't awesome.
Yeah,
let's
no, I mean,
quit lying to yourselves and pretending that this shit is not fucking dope as fuck, dude.
Yeah, and I mean, suffering that it costs, like maybe it's kind of the right thing to do. You know what
there
I mean?
There was suffering every age of human existence. We ain't stopping that.
Right.
Just get on the right side of it and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think the what you're saying is actually what the series of thoughts that people go through, and that's why the world is the way that it is.
I'm a product of my environment. I'm a product of my environment.
Well, we rationalize capitalism today. It's all fine.
I believe in the order of things, and this is I can't help it. This is the order, and nothing really can be done about it.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we basically tried everything. So we tried.
Well, the show was our try, and it didn't work.
And the only thing that made it work was adding order to it.
Yeah. That's a good. Well, here we are.
Must be kept, dude.
Here we are. Well,
order must be kept.
I hate to say it, but
consumerism, it's all good. It's all good. It's all chill.
I mean, I don't know what you want us to do. We love our shit.
We love our shit.
Even people who say they don't love shit, love shit. They love
it. That's true. They secretly love it.
That's the thing. Don't all these, I don't do this. It's like, bitch, I see what you drive. I see. Fuck off. Go fuck yourself. There's no one living. First of all, I love shit. I'm about to move into a van, so I'm actually doing more in this whole pod.
you're really having it both ways today.
I get it all.
Not only do I not give a shit, but I also care more than you could ever care. I don't care at all, and I care more than you do, you fake fuck.
It's the world I live in, man. It's tough for me out here. I understand the game. I understand the game so much that I'm doing something, but and I also understand there's no reason to do anything.
So you just really got both bases covered. You're literally going two different directions at once.
Yeah, I'm ripping a horse in half right now. You know, I'm just going in either direction. But yeah, man, I mean, I'm a vegetarian who's about to live in a van, and I love Amazon.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you.
Statistical anomaly.
Yeah, I am like weird bell curve.
You know?
So many dimensions.
So many dimensions to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, it just is what it is. Like,
I mean, I think you should start a religion or something. I think this should be, people should follow you into this, you know.
Maximalist minimalist.
Yeah.
You know?
Maximal minimal. Hyper consumer, but also you live in a van. Like, yeah. I actually think we're going to, now that I say that, this is like what we're going to need. This is actually going to be common eventually. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that is a cult already.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, it's many of them.
I mean, the idea that any people on this podcast could own their own home outright is a joke. So,
right.
Might as well get a van.
Right. Yeah, you're like, it's this weird thing where it's like you should be consuming constantly, and consuming is getting better and better and better, but you're like, your basic shit, your needs, that stuff's going right in the toilet.
That's well, right. No, I'm hoping that Amazon starts some type of lifestyle thing that I can consume.
Ooh, Amazon lifestyle, yeah.
They teach me what I need. They give me life lessons. More like a father figure, you know, like Amazon dad, you know?
Yeah.
And I get a dad lesson from a hologram beamed into my fucking brain.
So, and you're just going to be a child again, or what's going on here? Like, why?
Well, this is all returning to the womb. It's mother delivering us the teat. To our door
of Prime, the
Mother Prime. Mother Prime is delivering her beautiful digital teat, and she comforts us with shows that they continue to make,
new great shows.
Look, they were like, look, is a deadly pandemic gonna stop us from making dope new Amazon Prime and HBO Go shit? No, never. So that's been teated. And then she's going to teach me, and then I'm going to have a nice, strong father figure to show me the way in this world. I need an Amazon Prime daddy and a mommy.
That's beautiful.
Right now, we only have mommy. We have the nurture, but we need the discipline.
Yeah. It's almost like you're wanting like a society where Amazon is like the government and tells you what to do, basically.
I love, because they're actually efficient.
That's true. I mean, a lot of people voted for Trump because they thought he was going to run government like a business. Well, what if we just hired a business?
This is the ticket I want 2024. Bezos Gates.
Bezos Gates. Bill Gates.
Two divorced dudes worth absolute billions. And they kind of have a little edge to them because they're getting sucked off by wild and crazy chicks now, you know?
Oh, sure. Yeah. They party. I'm sure
They party.
Yeah. All right. We called it here first, folks.
Bezos Gates 2024. You don't think that'd be a fun run?
Oh, I mean, I 100% believe that could happen, and that they would win, and then that's what we would literally be in the Amazon Microsoft future.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could vote in Minecraft. That would be pretty fun. You could go inside of Minecraft to vote. I would be all for that, dude.
And for some reason, Republicans are chill with that, but mail-in voting is still like they're like, no, that's fraudulent. No, vote in Minecraft though. That's a good place to vote.
That's a great place to vote. That is a great place to vote.
You know, watch out for the zombies at night if you're playing survival mode. You know, I don't know.
Well, they would figure out a way. They would be like, yeah, here's a great Dropbox for your ballot, and then secretly it's just a tunnel that leads to the lava under the world, and it just burns. It just burns votes in different precincts that they don't want to count.
I like that in your Minecraft voting universe, they're still physical. The ballots are like a physics object in the game,
and it
does
burn,
actually have
burn.
To. Yeah,
and they burn,
and it burns. Interesting. Yes. The digital part only goes so far, and then your brain is like, no, but paper in the game.
Yeah, like you can get it wet if you drop it in the water, and then your ballot is ruined.
That really is some Minecraft shit, though, to be honest. Like, yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, you vote in Minecraft, and you know, but you know, Amazon grocery store provides all your needs. I mean, it's the final version of corporate capitalism, communism. It's all the isms in one, because
all
it's a
isms.
Giant corporation running it, but it meets all your basic needs, but you can't get out of it. And if you try to fuck with it, it is a brutal. Can you imagine the police just with the fucking Prime logo on their thing,
dude.
And it looks like a smiley face, and they're just coming down with the same uniforms that, you know, they've been outfitted by the company.
Right.
And they're just like, hey, we saw you didn't take your order. He's like, no, I don't do that. I'm growing my own food. And they're like, no, you don't, motherfucker. You're not growing your own food unless Amazon gave you the fucking soil to grow it in.
I mean, you can buy Amazon seeds to grow Amazon food.
You can buy
food.
Amazon seeds.
You got a grow light on Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you can do it through Amazon, but you cannot go outside of Amazon.
No.
You're like,
no,
well,
no,
what
no.
about this land? It's like Amazon owns that land.
Right.
Everything is the grid everywhere.
Oh,
but
my God.
But it's just, it's cooler, though, because we have dope shows and games. And not that old shit where you're just like, oh, I'm like a feudal fucking little farmer who, like, you know, just has a little dopey patch of land. You have, like, streaming services with this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, streaming service. Yeah, you can watch Breaking Bad again. Why not?
Yeah.
Watch Breaking Bad again.
And you can demand the overlords make a new season of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, in 8K, like, oh, dude. I need 8K, 8K
Breaking
Bad. 8K Breaking
Bad.
Yeah.
And you can actually, it's a live entertainment experience where you can smoke the blue.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah,
they
sure.
They like are like, oh, we'll make the meth that they make, Walter makes. And so you can get high while watching the show.
Yeah.
A drone just comes and sprays it down your chimney.
Yeah, it's particleized blue meth that
comes right down the chimney.
It's just, right down the chimney like Santa Claus.
Yeah, blue meth Santa Claus.
Make everything Christmas.
You just kind of lay with your face in the fireplace looking up the chimney, you know, and it just falls on your face and you just lay there looking up at it.
Yeah, so I mean, and then you have the religious sect where, like, you know, they have a version of God.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like Jeff Bezos, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my personal God would kind of look like Jeff Bezos, I feel like.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't really see a problem with that world.
I mean, I can't, besides all the human suffering, which we kind of covered at the beginning, since that's chill, I don't really see what the problem could be, you know?
Yeah, if we're fine with human suffering, I mean, let's, you know.
Yeah, and also maybe, like, kind of a lack of autonomy, like, for your, to decide, like, what to do.
Does anybody really ever use that?
I mean,
when have you, last time you've done anything?
I'll say this, Jake, did somebody tell you to do this show and pursue the life that you've pursued? Was somebody like, Jake, we really need you to be a stand-up comedian. That's what we need.
I actually did get a couple messages from some of my corporate backers, so yes, I did. I have. If you ever really watch my act, there's very subtle product placement.
I've noticed that. Every once in a while, you'll drop, like, KFC ads, I feel like, in there. Yep. I'm like, why is that there?
When I do a longer set, which you haven't seen too much, there's about 5 minutes dedicated to the glory of KFC.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I every time I'm like, where is this coming from? And it's like, and everyone's looking around like, is this supposed to be funny? And you just go on, and then you get back into jokes and people have a good time again. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, this is a possibility that I think could work for all of us.
I mean, I think regardless of what we want, the world you're describing actually does sound pretty, I mean, every day it feels a little more real.
Yeah.
TBH. It's on the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
There have been movies of it already.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's just get there quick.
Let's
get there quicker, I say.
Accelerationism. That's what you're saying.
Get it over with.
Put the foot on the gas pedal. I will say, right now, we don't have a very accelerationist president, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of a fucking annoying that this dude's so slow and stuttery. I'm looking for a little more speed.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like he's not trying to drive the car into the dirt, you know, like
he's like not trying to drive his fucking Tesla into the Amazon Prime parking spot.
Right, yeah, that's what I mean. As fast as possible.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. I do think Elon will have to have a cabinet position, you know.
Are you excited for Elon to crush it on SNL? Which has already happened actually by the time this comes out, but
yeah, I am. I'm going to just keep retweeting my Elon Musk joke and hopefully that catches some fire.
Oh, yeah.
Because I will be right. He will be caught as a pedophile.
Right, right.
And yeah, I think, but yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad for SNL. They're one of the funniest shows.
You're glad for it. The SNL got that get. That's a big deal for that. Because, you know, he's going to bring a lot of comedy to it. He's so funny.
Yeah, he's funny. The show is funny. The show employs some of the funniest people.
Uh-huh.
And they've never made a mistake.
Right.
You know, so.
You love the whole cast, all the writers, everybody?
I love it. I love you know, they're all my favorite comedians.
You got a very, very specific love for SNL right now, you know?
It's crazy. I mean, I watch it every week. I TiVo it, you know, and I make catch.
Yeah, you TiVo it on your with your TV and stuff?
Yeah, no, it's there's just nothing out there that's beating it.
Yeah, ever. It's cutting edge.
Yeah, it's edgy. It's like, oh my God, like, you know, it's like, yes, comedy. It's where we make fun of the most powerful people. And then also, you can have the most powerful people on your show.
That's I know, it kind of goes both ways. They kind of get like a sort of, here's this guy here, but also we're still cool, right? You know, and then they are, and that's wild that they're able to do that, you know?
As long as they keep on reenacting actual events with mild jokes peppered in, that's what
good,
I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's a good point, too, because a lot of times I'll be watching the news and I'll see something will have happened, and it'll be like, you know, it'll be like, oh my God, this is crazy. But then I'll like just turn it off because I'll be like, I'd rather see the reenactment on SNL this week than see the...
Be just as informed, but also get a really great chuckle out of it.
Yeah, yeah. At least like one, I would say, per event, per sketch.
Yep. At least. So, no, it's all good.
It's all great. So excited for Elon.
Yeah.
I bet it was great. I bet it ruled. Yeah. We're putting our hands up for Elon. Yeah. Hands up for Elon.
Well, what are we talking about? Are we talking about some fucking juicy stuff today?
Yeah, we got some hot juicy goss coming down the chute today.
Yummy.
Just for you guys.
Yeah.
So, as we all may be aware, the Pope recently announced that the Church will not bless same-sex unions. So today's article is entitled, Dozens of German Priests Will Defy the Vatican and Livestream Blessings of Gay Couples.
Nice.
Wow.
Take that, so Pope.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, look, we still will rape kids, but we definitely are down with gay unions.
Yeah, they love gay people just as much as they love fucking kids now.
They're like, look, just as we believe all love is sacred, that also means between a priest and his local child.
Yeah, pretty quiet about that other stuff.
God's love extends. We don't agree with the Pope. We actually think, we think two men can get married, two women get married, and also a priest can have a casual relationship with a 12-year-old.
Okay, so you see this as a scheme as to kind of just like sneak in that, like kind of footnote that into it.
I just think all love is love, is what I say. Love is
which
love.
Which is also what these German and Austrian priests are saying.
Wow.
Love is love.
Love is love, yeah. So you've already read this piece.
What's the German accent? Do you love it? Yeah, can you give me a good German placeholder real quick?
Good German placeholder would be...
German. The thing about love is that it can be between a man and a man, a man and a woman, or a man and his local choir boy. It's all the same.
That's good. It's like a German accent out of a Mel Brooks movie.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. That's perfect.
Yes, I love a 12-year-old. His name is Hans, and I love him so much. Anyways, we are going to say fuck the Pope and marry Gary and Gary. Come on, Gary.
They have the same name, too. Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
Double
sweet.
Gary.
Double G, baby.
You know I would love a double Gary couple.
Yeah, get on this double Gary wedding real quick. I'll marry off two Garys today, bro.
Dude, yeah. I want to see two Garys getting married every day.
Yeah, two Garys getting married.
Dude, can I just like go around and start finding Garys and marrying them? Because like I'm really into this.
Hey, make an app.
Yeah. The Gary Mary app. Like Tinder, but just for Garys. Yeah. That's for Garys. So good.
Just Gary Meetup.
Gary Finder.
Yeah, Gary Finder. Gay Gary Finder.
Here's all the Garys in your neighborhood.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to be on this app. It's like, you're on the app, Gary, whether you like it or not, dude.
Change your name if you don't want to be on the app.
Yeah, you don't have to be a Gary, bro.
It seems like you're not really a Gary anyways by your attitude.
All Garys love being on my app. The Gary app.
Gary Finder, yeah.
Gary Finder.
Adult Gary Finder.
Are you a hot Gary in your area just looking to be found? Well, you're already on the app. Hell yeah. All right, so these guys are just like, yeah, fuck the mm-hmm. Pope.
Yeah, so in March, the Vatican decreed that the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex marriages. In response, more than 230 professors of Catholic theology in Germany and other countries where German is spoken, namely Austria, signed a statement protesting the decision, according to the AP. In the statement, the group declares that the decree is marked by a paternalistic air of superiority and discriminates against homosexual people and their life plans.
Weird.
Weird that a religion that relies on a father figure as a god would be yes. paternalistic in any way. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? What? I'm like, why don't these guys just do another Protestantism? Because yeah. they're still adhering to this weird model of Catholicism where don't just this one guy in a hat is in charge of everything.
Don't they always say, like, the father, the son, the whole,
oh, totally.
Whole thing? Oh,
totally.
Yeah, the daddy, yeah. the daddy, and the ghost
what
daddy.
What a weird yeah. word choice. It's so strange that... Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, call it out, sure, but paternalistic, that seems like that's built in, right?
We don't think there should be a paternalistic thing for us. When we want to marry these two Garys, it must be without a father. Let us marry the Garys without a father.
Unless we're talking about the Holy Father, in which case, sign me up. I mean, I love my Sky Daddy. That's
yeah.
Sky Daddy, cool, but when the Pope does stuff, we're going to call it paternalistic. I don't know, man. Like, what? Like,
wasn't this supposed to be the cool Pope? Wasn't he like, hey, global yes. warming's real?
Yeah.
Oh, is this the global warming Pope?
Yeah, he's a hella cool Pope.
So he's drawing a line in the sand. He's saying, this is how cool I am. This is my line. I don't
no
go
gaze.
Further than this.
No gaze.
Yeah, draw it at the gaze. Global warming, that's
he
such a weird mix of a person.
Didn't
what?
He say
Sorry?
Something like abortion was okay too or something?
What? But not gay people?
I don't know. Maybe I made that up. I feel like I remember him saying something about abortion.
Abortion? Way more hot button. And
I don't take my word for it. This is we're talking about gay couples, not abortion today.
Yeah, that's fair.
Alright, so that's the rebellion that they're creating right now?
Yes. That is currently what's happening. So they're it's not that Catholicism condemns gay people or says that wants to exclude them, but that they specifically cannot bless their marriages.
I wouldn't want a pedophile blessing my marriage anyways, so I don't know really yeah. what is the
it's
L for
thing.
These gay people, dude? Like,
it's a thing that they do, apparently. I don't know. I'm not coming to this with a lot of knowledge about Catholicism. Everything I know about it just makes me go, why is it like that?
Yeah.
Including the fact that, I guess, having your marriage blessed by a priest is very important to Catholic couples.
But it's not excluding anyone. Listen, we're not no. trying to be exclusionary. We're just not being inclusionary about the blessings for our marriages. That's so weird.
Well, their reasoning is that they cannot bless... Where is the specific explanation? It was helpful to me.
We should burn down every Catholic church. The idea that those guys, like, there's just a local pedophile clubhouse in your neighborhood is insane. That's just like what we haven't
just tolerated.
Like, dude, people will like burn down a local crack house, but we're like, nah, those dudes in the robes, those guys are chill.
Yeah. Just because their God says it's okay. So here's a bit more of an explanation of the Vatican's decree. Same-sex marriage is a sin, and God does not and cannot bless sin. He blesses sinful man so that he may recognize that he is part of his plan of love and allow himself to be changed by him, the Vatican said in a statement in March.
Okay, but what if, like, let's say you're a heterosexual couple, and, like... Mm-hmm. One of the people is like a serial killer. We're gonna bless like that one's okay. That one's chill. Like,
do they know that?
Well, let's say it's well known. Fine,
it's a well known. Okay.
It's a well known. Let's say Ted Bundy.
But they haven't been brought to jail.
Well, has he confessed to a priest?
Let's say he hasn't.
He hasn't. I think you have to confess your sins first in an official church.
Well, what if you haven't told? But if they don't know, what is the logic to this magic though? That where it's like So people have sin, but we're not going to guess. We're not going to bless a gay marriage because it's a sinful marriage. But people are sinful and have sins, and you know
the idea that we're trying to apply logic to a made up thing is that's our whole.
I'm just trying
here.
To use their stupid magic logic yeah. against them. Is all well, I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to test
that won't work. That won't work.
Here's what they say, break Hunter. It While the Vatican holds that gay people must be treated with dignity and respect and can be blessed, gay sex is intrinsically disordered. So by blessing the gay marriage,
all right,
blessing gay sex,
you know what this
which
means?
Is, quote, intrinsically disordered.
All right.
Unquote. No anal for straight couples either.
Anal Fest 2021. I'm starting it.
Yeah.
And there's no bands, there's no comedy, it's just people doing anal in the field.
There's
and
only, no and, bands.
And
there's
only anal. No. It's the Coachella of anal.
And it's all outside, I gather it's outside.
It costs $600 to come in.
It's camping.
Bottles camping? Of water of $10, and you have to do anal while wearing a Native American headdress.
Oh my God, it's going to be so fucking stinky, yeah. dude. That's
Let's invite these 230 German theologians.
Yeah, I'm talking... all anal in the desert.
I mean, I bet some of these priests would try and come on the sly.
I heard there was anal.
That's not German.
I don't know how to do a German.
I heard there was anal.
I heard there was
on the
anal.
Docket.
On the docket.
I'm just here to observe, not.
I am just here to observe the anal.
The church.
The church told me to get away from little boys, so I have come to see adults having anal.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into it to see if I could maybe transition into a different cohort.
It is quite weird to see pubic hair. These are all French guys. I can only do the French.
We're all over the globe, okay?
Mademoiselle, I heard that there might be some adults. Mademoiselle, I heard there might be some anal that I could do.
Oh,
you're so in between right now, and I really love it. There's so
brother,
many different things.
I'm a pedophile peace, brother.
Damn it.
The only thing I like is to have sex with young children on the island, brother. No, I'm that cool priest that smokes weed and has sex with the little ones
we
on the island.
We were about to have a week without Miss Cleo.
She told me to do it.
She told me to do it.
Yeah.
That was on me.
Basically egged her on. Okay,
No, I don't think you can get married as a gay person, but it's totally chill if you want to have sex with the local choir boy. Yeah, I think that's okay. Job bless the choir boy sex. No job bless the gay sex. That's basically this is the boiled down version. Job bless the kid sex.
Mm-hmm.
No job bless the anals.
Like, realistically, it's sort of like... if you fucked up in a major way, like let's say we found out you and a bunch of your friends are pedophiles, and then later you're like, but I can't bless gay people. Like that.
Yo,
just,
that whole movie, the Spotlight movie, was no truth to the Spotlight movie.
You just think you'd take some hits, you know, like mm-hmm. actually kind of lose some standing and not be so like quick to point fingers at other people, you know, but mm-hmm. I guess not. Because of magic.
Don't be looking into what I say. Okay. Just focus on the gaze here.
Let's keep the focus.
Let's
where
keep
it belongs.
The focus on the gaze. There's no reason to be looking into what I've been doing for the last century, okay, brother? Ain't no reason you need to be doing another Spotlight movie, okay? Just keep the focus on the gaze.
Just remember, just keep eye on the prize, all right? We got
eye on the prize, okay? Be like Rocky. Eye at a tiger, but for the gaze.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bummer.
All right.
We need a gay pope is what we need. That's
that would really solve a lot of issues. A lot of issues for them.
I just said something naive though. We've totally had a gay pope. We've had. Let's be real.
Most of the guys in Catholic Church are gay.
Yeah, we've had. Yeah, that was a dumb thing to say. We need an openly gay pope.
Is there ever going to be a Catholic, even a straight Catholic, who's going to be like, "Yo, dude, just like let these guys fuck." Isn't that the whole thing? They're the only ones who do the celibacy, right?
Yes. So there is a group in Austria.
These Austrians and Germans are the freaky ones.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty progressive. The Austrian Priests Initiative is an Austria-wide movement of Roman Catholic priests and deacons who follow their conscience and campaign for new paths in the church. Its goals are lively congregations, contemporary synodal church structures, and above all, a credible and open-minded world church that focuses on sincere service.
I thought it was going to be like, and above all, we need some pussy.
Well,
and above all, we're trying to get some pussy.
Just a little bit,
just
you
a
know?
Just a little bit of pussy. Can we get like a crumb of pussy down here in Austria?
That is, they are actually seeking that. The group's call to disobedience aims to reform the Catholic Church. In part, they would like to create a new image of a priest so that a man or woman, married or unmarried, can serve as a priest.
Man, that is the best civil disobedience I've ever heard. It's like, yeah, I'm just going to fuck. As a protest, right. I'm just
trying
gonna
to be able to marry an adult that I can consensually fuck.
Yeah, I'm just gonna get mine. I don't know. I'm just gonna go get mine, and yeah, that's my protest.
And I think God will be chill about it. Okay,
yeah,
I'm just trying to get us on board. God will be chill. God will be chill.
God seems chill. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. God definitely seems chill. I mean, he hasn't done anything in a long time. Okay.
Yeah, for real. This motherfucker's just been waiting around. It's like,
yeah, dude. Everybody's just like excited about this guy talking about stuff he said a long time ago. Meanwhile, he doesn't do shit, you know?
God is the dad that left for cigarettes. And this motherfucker has not come back.
100%. And right before he left, he said some like homophobic shit. And now everybody's just kind of living off of that. Like,
he was like, hey, kid, you know, be good to your mom. I got to go get a pack of cigs and don't do any of that gay shit. All right, I'll be out. I'll see you later, dog. Don't worry about it.
That's literally
that's
it.
He's been gone for a really long time.
Yeah. Centuries. Or... millennia. He's been gone, this guy. And... yeah, just because he said some whack shit doesn't mean you got to live the rest of your life by it, you know? That's just what I think.
But how do you reach the actual... because, see, it's so easy. This is why, like, nothing ever changes. Because, like, for us, we don't believe in it to begin with.
Right.
So there's no... you don't have to convince any of us about, like, how crazy this shit is. But how do you actually talk to a person who is into this shit?
Well...
And is like, yo, dude, like... because I feel like if you talk to Catholics... a lot of them stayed with the church through the priest shit. Like, they were like, look, man, like, we get it. Some of these guys were bad, but, like, it's our guys. These are our guys.
These are our guys, yeah.
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 And it's like, I don't really know.
Those guys over there are bad, but these other guys, they're still our guys, so we're part of the, you know, the big guys club.
Right.
I mean, if you grew up, I mean, that was the whole Spotlight movie, is that these dudes, like, were still... in the church as adults, because they were basically like, yeah, dude, I grew up in the church. I was a kid. Like, that's how I learned, you know, my whole family's Catholic. I mean, it's the same as like Q shit, I guess. It's just another
cult. It's all cult stuff.
Yeah.
It's all cult stuff and brainwashing and, you know, cognitive dissonance, all of it. You have to hold
those
ideas.
See, that's the thing. Is like, what are we brainwashed into? Because that means...
I wonder about that very
what
frequently.
Are we... it's like, what is our matrix?
I mean, I feel like we were talking about that earlier, like,
yeah.
I mean, buying stuff and like capitalism and stuff like that. Like,
comedy.
That's not specific to us. Everybody pretty much is involved in this. Like,
oh, sure. Yeah. But I mean, that's something we got.
Do we have anything specific to us?
Stand up.
I guess stand up. Yeah.
That's
like
funny.
The idea that writing jokes is a good use of your time.
That anyone wants to hear the bullshit that I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it could be the kind of thing where, you know, in the future, people might look on stand-up comedy as, like, just, like, a really stupid thing that people did that had, like, no real purpose at all.
You guys might not, I don't know, just because I was doing all these interviews this year, like, with these crazy people, and I was, like, doing some of this research on these people, I sometimes would get in a place where I'm like, yo, like, maybe I'm the one who's wrong.
Yeah, like they would
like
start
would,
freaking
yeah.
you out.
I'd be talking to like Proud Boys. I'd be talking to these people, and I'd be like, and they would be making a case. And I'd be like, yo, like, or like when I went to the anti-mask rally in Salem,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to some of those people. I'm like, yo, like, what if these people are the right ones, and like we are actually the stupid ones who are wearing these masks, dude? Because it goes in
okay,
head.
But
yeah,
okay, sure, because
like,
you're hearing
yo,
it or
maybe,
whatever.
Like I fucked up, and I am on the wrong side. Because they kind of look
true.
Like,
but
I don't
are you
know.
Thinking that just because you're hearing a bunch of other people all together, all on the same page about something that are on this thing, or are you actually being convinced by their arguments?
Like, I would
sometimes
think
both, because it's like, yes, they are saying it, and so you at least are presented with another idea. But then sometimes you're like, well, like a lot of people have been wearing masks and they never got COVID, so it's like maybe it just isn't as effective, or maybe, you know, whatever. You can find different reasons. It's not like it's not 100%, you know.
Well, my thought is like you see people like that, and you hear the insane things they're saying, and you know, like, well, they're very much in a social echo chamber where they don't have a way out. They don't understand that the information that they're receiving is like motivated by, you
Yeah.
know, whatever conservative
The
pack or
biases
whatever
that,
thing. But then it's like, I know that I also am in some bubbles of my own that are very much manipulated to make me agree with them.
Totally.
May not necessarily be true. Like I was listening to a podcast about Facebook's Supreme Court thing, and the headline of the podcast was like, "Facebook Supreme Court overturns Facebook's banning of Donald Trump." But they originally said that banning him initially was fine, but then they need to reevaluate whether he can actually be permanently banned. And then I saw a headline on NBC or something, so you know, one of those like blue major news outlets that said Facebook Supreme Court upholds Facebook's decision to ban Trump. So it's like opposite headlines, both are
Right.
true,
Right.
and it just really depends on where you're looking. And that's I you're receiving those messages all the time, which are giving you this very skewed, morphed information, which might technically be true, but you
Right.
also need to think more about and get from multiple sources.
Like the f I just don't trust anybody who's sure anymore. 'Cause
Yeah.
I'm just
Yeah.
like,
Yes.
'cause I, you know, in Portland there's all these people on the left who are just so sure that everything they believe is right. I'm like, okay, well, that you're going to be wrong at some point, you know? And then I meet these people who are, yeah, on the right. I'm like, why are you so sure? Like, there should be just like, really, it's a bunch of confused people who are like trying desperately not to be confused. So, like, fuck it, I'm just going to go this way. And it's like, this is the way that I see it,
Sure,
you know?
they need to be sure about things.
Everybody
I
does in some way. Like, you want to be assured
yeah,
something, you know?
because it
But
feels
it.
bad to have gray areas. That's the
Yeah.
same thing with religion. Like, you need to be sure that there's a God, and so you excuse all this horrible shit that happens in the church.
Folks, we're getting out 13 minutes early. Emma's gonna dive into the Matrix. Venmo us. You already know the Venmos. Hit us up. And we'll be back next week.
Next week, we'll be back. I'm at Hunty Huntro. Send me money. You haven't
At the
been sending me money
comedian
lately.
Jake. Send me the fucking dough.
At APJ Comedy.
Maybe
Keep
take a
it
break from Emma
coming.
this week. Maybe throw it to the
Oh,
original
wow.
starters of this pod. Come
You just
on,
gonna let
folks.
Jake tell you what to do like that? Come on,
I'm getting in the cuck
show him
chair again, you
us.
fucking pieces of shit. Daddy's in
Listen,
the cuck chair.
I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I respect you, audience, okay? Just
Hunter,
do whatever,
you
just
ain't
vote
getting
your
any money that
conscience.
way. You ain't getting any
So
money that way.
diplomatic, though.
All right, folks, we will see ya. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.